The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What's stopping you from making your best life happen? Is it fear, lack of money, tools, or an unbalanced life? We can help. Welcome to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with host Darby Mack. There may only be one thing stopping you from living the dream, but even if it's a few things, we're here to clear that roadblock and put you on the right path. Now, here is your host, Darby Mack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. I'm so glad you're here, and I am grateful to be here today. I'm Darby Mack with Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show, and we've been talking about purpose. We've been laying the foundation around purpose, and we've been talking about purpose in terms of the reason for why we exist, for the reason why something exists in the world. We started laying the foundation around that we live in purpose. We literally live in purpose, that there is purpose all around us. And we didn't just evolve without purpose or direction. We spent some time on that. We talked about how we were created in the image and the likeness of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that I talked about how we are spirit. When it talks about us being created in the image of God, that's that spirit part of who we are, the true us. I said that we lived in a body, that we were a spirit, and that we have a soul, or that we are a spirit. We are spirit. I use that example about being in space, being in outer space, and having on the space suit, and how the space suit then serves for us as our spirit is in that container, and in that container it can move around in space. Well, it's the same thing for us. We are spirit. We live in a body. We liken that body to a space suit. And we have a soul where our mind, our will, and emotions are. And so we talked about us having purpose specifically around the purpose of humanity and the purpose of us uniquely, that we have a unique purpose. And we're going to spend time on that today. But I want to tell you a little bit more so that you can be up to speed with where we are. We talked about our purpose as humanity, that we were directed by God. The command was by the infinite, that we were to have complete authority or complete dominion over the earth. In other words, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast, and over all of the earth and over everything that creeps upon the earth. We are to have that authority over the earth. That was one piece of our purpose. The other piece of that was we are to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the earth and subdue it, using all the vast resources that the infinite, the creator, the almighty God placed here, all of these resources, and to use them in the service of mankind and to use them in the service of God. And so we talked about this whole idea that we have a life purpose, and that we have a purpose to fulfill. And I then talked about our life purpose and use Jesus Christ as an example, using Jesus as the example, because I found that he had one of the most challenging, one of the most difficult purposes to fulfill. And in fulfilling that, he served God and served man. What was those two purposes that he had? One was what we call the atonement, or the restoring of humankind back to our right relationship with our Creator, our Heavenly Father, the Divine, the Infinite, the Almighty God, Jehovah, the All-Existing One, putting us back in right relationship with that which we were created by and who we were created in the image of, putting us back in that right connection. And then the second part was actually to teach us. This is in service to us as human beings, teaching us and demonstrating or showing us that we could live and have this abundant life, that every human being in the earth could live an abundant life, that we are humans, we have this body, we are a spirit, and we have a soul, and the intention is that we live life and live it abundantly. We talked about how Jesus faced the challenge of fulfilling his purpose. And one of the reasons I chose Jesus was because it was really a good example of us, that because he was God in human form, he demonstrated for us that we could do all the things that we were created to do. We could have authority in the earth. We could demonstrate and support and help and serve mankind while being in relationship with God. And that his purpose was very, very challenging. And because of that, it meant that he experienced some of the same things that we experience around our purpose. Jesus had a difficult time. I talked about, we took a little look in to the scene where he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying there, and he was full with grief and distress, and his mind was deeply depressed at that time. And at that time he said to his disciples that his soul was very sad and deeply grieved. Well, we have a soul, and sometimes our soul gets sad and deeply grieved. Sometimes we're moving in our purpose, and everything isn't going the way quite like we would like it, and we may get deeply grieved. We may experience some grief. Well, why? Why was this happening to him? Because he knew that he had this purpose to fulfill, and what that meant is he was going to be crucified on the cross. In order for us to be restored back to right relationship with God Almighty. And he knew that, and it wasn't easy. And he prayed a prayer. He said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but as you will and desire." That's down in Matthew, the 26th chapter and the 36th verse, if you are inclined to go look that up and study it for yourself. And the reason I share that is so that you recognize, you know, Jesus, yes, was the Son of God, and yet he experienced these things. He was God in human form. And because he was God in human form, because he was God in human form, he was able to endure. And just like when he was in human form, having the same experience that we as humans have, he demonstrated for us that we could go through these difficult things and still fulfill our purpose. Because we learned last week that he fulfilled first, the prophecy that was spoken about him in the Old Testament by Isaiah, and you can go back to Isaiah and read that, Isaiah 53, and then we found that both Matthew and Peter both talked about how he fulfilled that purpose. So he went about doing good, the scripture tells us, healing every kind of disease, every kind of disease. And so tonight I want to pick up there. I want to pick up on the rest of part two of his purpose, and that he went about doing good, healing every kind of disease, that he was speaking and preaching and teaching, that he even went out and recruited disciples, and that he had, in that process, he had this ongoing relationship with the divine. An ongoing relationship with the divine. Why am I emphasizing that? I'm emphasizing it because I want you to get that you are in human form and that you can have that divine relationship. You can have that relationship with God, and that you can step into your purpose and you can fulfill that purpose even when it's the most challenging. So the second part of his purpose, when he went about teaching and healing and preaching and sharing the good news with people, right? The good news. I mean, what's the good news? The good news is broke people don't have to be broke. Sick people don't have to be sick, right? And you don't have to be separated from God. You can receive the Christ in you and be in full relationship with the Almighty, infinite God. And you can walk out and fulfill your purpose. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. That was part two of what he was here to do. He was here to teach us and show us that. Let me tell you what I mean. He taught us what it was like to be in the kingdom on the earth, right? He taught us that we were to live as if we were in the kingdom now, not waiting till we get in the by and by. Oh, yeah, it's going to be beautiful then. But I'm talking about right now, here today, living in the kingdom. So he demonstrated that as he was walking in the earth. He demonstrated that following religion only, following religion, following rules and regulations of the religious system would not necessarily give you abundant life. It doesn't necessarily get you into the kingdom. So when Jesus showed up, the kingdom of God showed up. Taxes got paid. Peter's fishing business went off the charts. If you go back and read these stories, they're awesome truths that his fishing business generated an overflow of fish that supported him through the rest of his ministry. And then masses of people were fed. Masses of people were fed. Sick people were healed. The blind received sight. And those who were held in natural and spiritual captivity were set free. That's the kingdom. When that's going on, that's kingdom work in process. He was showing us what it meant for the kingdom to be at hand as he went about doing good, as he went about healing every kind of disease, as he went about setting people free, as he went about shifting the mindset through the principles that he taught. He was saying to us, we don't have to wait to experience the kingdom. We can experience the kingdom now. I experience it every Wednesday night at the Northwest Church in Federal Way, Washington. They have a healing and deliverance ministry there. And I'm telling you, I have actually experienced and been a part of people being healed of cancer. People who were infertile now have had babies, and those babies are like 3 and 4 years old, and new people with new babies. I've seen people with come in with knee problems and go back to the doctor and their knee was completely healed. We have people who had a knee problem, and when they went back, they said they had the knee of a 20-year-old. That's kingdom in the earth. So I'm going to come back. And we're going to talk some more about what that kingdom work looks like and how that purpose was being fulfilled.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Question: what's working and what's not working in your life? Though we resolve each year to do things differently, and we want what's great for our businesses, our relationships, our health, and more, we don't always know where to turn when life gets tough. That's where Leading Life Large with host Rob Braun comes in. Our show challenges you to reevaluate where you are and keep pushing your way to the success you desire. If you want it bad enough, we can help you turn your life around. Leading Life Large airs Mondays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
There are 13 unbreakable habits of truly enlightened people. These life-changing habits are discussed on Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. We'll offer an excursion in self-discovery, along with wisdom that will allow you to stay on the correct path toward your destiny. You can find excellence in your life. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for this exciting transformational journey.
Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141 or send an email to info@darbymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Hello, welcome back. We're having a little technical difficulties here, so I hope you're okay and you can hear me fine. But we've made some adjustments. So when I left, we talked about when Jesus showed up, the kingdom showed up. Again, we're talking about Jesus Christ as a demonstration of one fulfilling their purpose. And we're talking about the twofold purpose, and this is part two of his purpose, that he came that we would have life and have it more abundantly, that he came to show us that we could live an abundant life. All the teachings and everything that Jesus Christ taught was around that, that he came not to condemn the world, but to save it. And so many people get that twisted, right? Because sometimes when you're following religion, right, religion
gets things a little mixed up. But Jesus came to save the world, not to condemn it. He came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And so when he showed up, the kingdom showed up. And I talked about how he went about doing good and healing every kind of disease. And I gave you an example of how I was seeing kingdom working out live every Wednesday night at Northwest Church in their healing ministry, and that the people that have been healed there, people have been delivered from demonic oppression, people who have been set free from all kind of physical ailments, and women and men who have been delivered from emotional bondage. Right? I mean, we're talking stuff that people have been struggling with for 20, 30 years, set free in an instant. In a moment, the power of God hits and it is cleared up. Because you know what? When I talked about Jesus' first part of his purpose was to was atonement, and that meant he had to go through the crucifixion. Well, when he went on that cross, he took all that with him. He took the grief, he took the sorrow, he took the disturbedness that we experience in life. He took the hardships, he took all of that on the cross. Does it mean we live here and you know what, there's never a challenge? No, heck no. But it does mean we can be free from the harassments of sickness and disease and emotional turmoil and abuse and all the things that those things do to us. When the kingdom shows up, things change, people. Things change. We talked about that. And so Jesus served as a positive proof that the kingdom is at hand, that it's already here, and that you can live in that kingdom right now if you choose. I tell you what, I can't tell you how many times I've had some kind of illness or sickness or something that I simply touch myself, I pray in the name of Jesus, and that thing goes just like that. Now, in these years of my life, I don't even get sick. It's a rare occasion for me to get sick. Why? Because I've grabbed on to the truth that I am healed, and I don't have to be sick. And so when sickness tries to show up, I just say, nope, I'm not receiving that. So that is the kingdom life. In the kingdom, there's no lack. In the kingdom, there's no sickness. In the kingdom, there's no disease, right? But as kingdom people, we go in and we take care of that because the power of God is in us. And that same power that rose Jesus Christ from the grave is in you and in me. That same power is in us. Hallelujah. I'm excited. So God's laws of creation reveal that both evil and good exist. And Jesus was the demonstration of the pure truth. He went about doing and being good and healing every kind of disease. Jesus was the kingdom of God walking in the earth by showing us how the kingdom worked. Jesus moved in the kingdom way. He moved in the kingdom way. The kingdom way is a way of life by thinking and doing everything God's way. In other words, he says, I only do what I see my Father do, right? I only do what I hear the Father, right? He wasn't going out doing his own thing, but doing what the Spirit of God was saying to him. And you know what? That same Spirit is in us. So he did everything according to the Heavenly Father's way. And he showed us that he and the Father were one by only doing what the Father God told him to do. And see, when you're one with someone, you're in alignment with them. You're not off over to the left and they're over to the right. You're in alignment with each other. And he was in alignment with our Heavenly Father, God in human form. And God told him, which included fulfilling his purpose, he did that. So prayer was how he connected with the divine while he was in the earth. He connected with the Almighty, the Infinite, the Creator, our Heavenly Father, our source, our supply. Everything that exists in him, right? He connected with God through prayer. And it became his habit, or his spiritual practice of spending that quality time listening to the Father, gaining that instruction, and moving and flowing and being in God. So this empowered him to engage with people and to affect their lives and to affect them, which became a major part of his purpose. It was the major part of his purpose. And just like us, he had to grow into it. He walked this earth for 33 years. He had to go through the same kinds of temptations that we experience. He fought various temptations, and he was victorious by speaking the word of God and believing it over any obstacle or circumstance that he encountered. You may remember the story that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and at that time the enemy came and tempted him for 40 days. He was fasting for 40 days, and for 40 days the enemy kept coming and tempting him with the very same things we are tempted with today. The exact same things that we are tempted with, Jesus was tempted with, and he showed us. He gave us the demonstration and the process, or the formula, if you will, of how to overcome those temptations by using the word of God. He tempted him. He tempted him around food, right? Take this bread, right, and I'll give you this. He tempted him by saying, I'll give you all this power and everything on the earth. The same things that he tried to tempt us with, he tempted Jesus with, and Jesus said, but man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh out of the mouth of God. And in other words, I'm not going to eat what you feeding me. I'm going to eat what the infinite, the almighty God, my Father, my Heavenly Father, that's what I'm eating, right? The power you say you want to give me, I don't want that power. I already have power in God, right? So he fulfilled his purpose, demonstrating to us that we could be in this earth, we could fulfill our purpose, we could serve God and serve humanity. He showed us that we could be one with the Father, just as he was one with the Father. And through our connection with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we too can be one with our Heavenly Father, just as Jesus Christ was. Well, how did he do that? And how can we do that today? And what does this have to do with our purpose? Well, you know what? In order to step into our purpose and be in it joyfully, be in it with that passion, be in it in a way that fulfills us, we have to change our thinking and actions. We have to stop embracing the world's way and live the kingdom way. You see, the world has lack, but there's no lack in the kingdom. The disciples, as when they followed Jesus, they never lacked for anything. Jesus never lacked for anything. There was masses of people that came to listen. He finds a little kid, takes his lunch. The kid gives up his lunch, as a matter of fact. Jesus takes that lunch, he multiplies it, he feeds all of the people and has leftovers. And guess who gets the leftovers? This kid that had this little lunch, two loaves and some fishes, right? He gives it to Jesus. Jesus multiplies it, and there's more than enough left over. I'm talking more than enough left over. Folks, there is no lack in the kingdom. There is no lack for the purpose that God has called you to. So the other part of his purpose was also prophesied by Isaiah, the prophet, and he fulfilled that. So when we hear stories about Jesus going around and him speaking and doing all the things that he was doing, preaching and talking about the good news, that was prophesied, and he fulfilled that prophecy. Luke talked about it like this. He said, Jesus said in Luke, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to announce and release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord." Then he rolled up the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And guess where he was? He was in the synagogue, what we kind of today call church. And the eyes of all in that synagogue were gazing at him. In other words, they were like shocked. You know, who is this? And he began to speak to them. He said, today the scripture has been fulfilled while you are present and hearing. And that is the scripture that was spoken, prophesied by Isaiah. These were religious leaders. They knew that truth. They heard that truth. And now here he is standing in front of them, fulfilling his purpose, right? And they're astounded. When I come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, and then we're going to also move into your unique purpose. Go grab some water. Take another sip. You know that water is good for you. Have a sip of coffee for those who need that, and I'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
When you make decisions, do you ever find yourself in doubt? Are you trying to figure out what's right with you? Are you ready to truly change your life? Listen for the Access Consciousness Radio Show with the founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer. Consciousness is all about including everything and judging nothing. Our program will help you break free from your personal limitations and enhance positive change in all areas of your life. Tune in to Access Consciousness Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darbymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about when Jesus showed up, the kingdom showed up. We're talking about that second part of his purpose that he fulfilled, which was showing us, teaching us, demonstrating to us that we have life and to have it more abundantly, that he didn't come here to condemn the world, but he came to save the world, and that we were to have abundant life, and that we could live in the kingdom today. All of his teachings, everything that we learned from Jesus is leading us towards the kingdom of God, that Jesus moved in the kingdom way by thinking and doing everything God's way. And that when I talk about the kingdom of God, I'm talking about a way of life. I'm talking about a process. I'm talking about the way we live. And before you left, I said something like, how do we do that? How do we step into that kingdom? When we have the Spirit of God in us, right, we then still need to change our thinking and actions. We have to stop embracing the world's way and live the kingdom way. So I talked about how when he went into the synagogue and was talking to the religious leaders there, he told them that what he was there to do, right? And yet they had read this. They knew this. They were looking for the Messiah to come, yet he shows up in their space, and they don't even believe it. So in 3 years, Jesus fulfilled his purpose and left a legacy. However, he lived 33 years dealing with the same human dynamic that we experience. Even his birth was a threat. And the closer he got to the end of his purpose on earth, the harder it got. Nonetheless, he endured to the end and fulfilled his purpose. As a result, his followers are still doing the Father's work in the earth. His followers are still bringing the kingdom in the earth. I always say, when I show up, the kingdom of God should show up. Greater works will we do means we will do work that results in impacting masses of people in countless ways. That's what I think the greater works are. I think we do the same work that Jesus did. We go beyond that, and we impact masses upon masses of people. And I believe the greater works include not only the works that Jesus did, but also being that divine reflection of God in the earth, showing up in our unique individual purpose, just like Jesus did, right? And the more and more I step into my divine purpose, the more the kingdom of God manifests in the earth. So I want to step back and talk a little bit about your unique purpose. But a couple of scriptures I kind of want to lay on you, as they say, because I want you to really get that Jesus was here in that human form, that, you know what, everything that Jesus had when he walked the earth, we have available to us today. God provided everything that we need to fulfill the purpose that he set for man. He sent Jesus so that we could be back in that right relationship, that we could be in purpose, and that we can live that kingdom life that he planned for us. Remember, he said, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. You see, God's plan for us is to live an abundant life, right? When people are stealing from you and that kind of stuff, and stealing to me is not just stealing material things from you, but stealing your joy, stealing your happiness, stealing your peace, right? Stealing your physical ability, stealing your mental ability. Those are things that get stolen from us. But Jesus said, I didn't come here to do that. I came here to give you life. So for those of you out there, when you get sick, and I talked about the Northwest Church and the healing and deliverance ministry that they have on every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in Federal Way, Washington. People come in there, and they've been stolen from. But you know what? When they come in there, the kingdom of God is there, and they are restored. They are restored. So that was Jesus' purposes, too. And you have a unique purpose. So that was John 10:10, in case you wanted to know what that scripture was, right? And remember, I talked to you about him being tempted, and for 40 days in the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. And when they were completed, he was hungry, and that's when the angels came and ministered to him. So he was tempted for 40 days by the enemy, and he overcame that. The devil, or Satan, came and tempted him, and he overcame that. All right? So now, the other scripture I want you to get is in Acts 10:38, and it says that now God anointed and consecrated Jesus, that meant separated him, of Nazareth, with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. And he went about doing good, and in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God, the infinite, the almighty, the creator of the universe was with him. Now it occurred that as Jesus was praying privately, some of his disciples were with him, and they asked him, who do men, he asked them, who do men say that I am? And of course, you know the rest of it, right? That they said he was the Son of God. Right. And the Holy Spirit revealed that to them. Well, yes, as the Son of God. Well, as children of God, sons and daughters of God, that same Holy Spirit that is in Christ is in us. When I received the Christ into my heart, I received everything that Christ had. The Holy Spirit came with that. And I have strength. I have ability. I have power. You have strength. You have ability and you have power. So if you think, if there's any thoughts out there that you may not be able to fulfill your purpose, you don't feel strong enough to do it, you don't feel like you have what it takes to fulfill your purpose, maybe you know what it is and it scares you. And I talked with you maybe last week or week before last about how my purpose scares me, right? But guess what? I've got the Spirit of God in me. I've got that Holy Spirit. I have that strength. I have that power. I have that ability. God has provided us with everything that we need in the earth and in us to fulfill our purpose. So let's talk about discovering your unique purpose. So now taking the time to really get clear as to who you are, from God's perspective, and that's what I've been doing over the last few weeks, laying that foundation, you know, who you are from God's perspective, not who you are based on what other people say. Because if we fall into that, we're never going to step into who we're supposed to be. So from God's perspective and what our purpose is in the greater scheme of things, right, then what happens is it sets the foundation for you to now focus on your unique individual purpose. So you see that because I know that I'm created in the image and the likeness of God, because I know that the Christ, Jesus Christ came, that I would have life and have it more abundantly, because I know I'm in right relationship, I have that divine connection, I know that I have a purpose. I know that I have a unique purpose because I've studied someone who has stepped out into unique purpose and the purpose to serve humanity and to serve God. And I get to do the same thing. So then we know that as a human being, you were created with a purpose. You now know that. You also learn that you are magnificently made in the image and likeness of our Creator. And see, knowing these truths prepares you to explore your unique divine design. So from now on, when I'm talking about purpose, I'm talking about your unique divine design. What are you here to fulfill in the earth? What are you here to demonstrate? What are you here to demonstrate as kingdom in the earth? My book, my book, God Doesn't Want You Playing Small, 10 Steps to Living in Your Highest Potential, is all about being the true you so that you can be the divine reflection of God that you are uniquely designed to be in the earth. And in the book, I talk about the unique purpose, and I've got all kinds of exercises and things in there that's going to help you to discover your unique design. And so I'm going to be talking about that now, and then we'll go into it a little further. So what I want you to understand, though, is that you were uniquely designed to fulfill your purpose in the earth. And that design affords you the ability to fulfill the purpose of serving God and serving humanity. So there really are signposts along life's journey that are clues. And that's how I discovered what my purpose was. And in that, you know, the Spirit of God was showing me all along the way from an early age. So one valuable lesson that I learned about unique purpose took me decades to really see and understand what my pattern was, which was that design that God put in me. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your unique purpose. We're going to talk about discovering your unique purpose. So again, grab some water, take a sip of water, and I'll see you right after the break.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Every one of us confronts challenges that rock our world to the core, making us confused and disoriented, not knowing which way is up. On The Mother Rising, host Margaret Jacobson will nourish that spark that enlivens. You will be both empowered and inspired to create the changes leading you on your path to your own true freedom. Discover your worth and what you are capable of. Tune into The Mother Rising every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier? Especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness Presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darvi Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darvimack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And just before we went on the break, we had started talking about discovering your unique purpose. And I talked about how all that we've talked about up until this point was really laying the foundation, setting a foundation for you to now focus on your unique individual purpose, for you to know that as a human being, you were created with a purpose. You also learn that you are magnificently made in the image and likeness of the Creator. So knowing these proofs really prepare you to step into your unique divine design and to understand that you have a unique divine design to be in the earth and to fulfill a purpose that actually brings more kingdom into the earth. So I'm going to talk about a key that a valuable lesson that I learned about unique purpose that took me decades to really see and understand the pattern. And this is the key. This key will save you time, energy, and perhaps money trying to figure out and wonder if you have a unique purpose or if you'll ever figure out what your personal purpose is, or even if you have one at all. So you may be one that goes, I don't think we have any special purpose. Well, I hope by you listening to the show, you're going to step into and figure out and realize that, yes, I do have a unique purpose. So let me get to that valuable learning key. And it's this, that we have one unique life purpose, and it does not change. in our lifetime. And it already exists on the inside of us. I'm going to repeat that because it's that important. My valuable learning key is this, that we have one unique life purpose, and it does not change in our lifetime, and it already exists on the inside of us. Now, we have talked about your overall purpose, the overall purpose of humanity, to be in right relationship with God, to connect with the divine and reconnect, to make that connection and to serve God and humanity. And when we serve humanity, we step into our unique purpose. But our unique purpose also allows us to serve God, because God is all about his creation, right? So if we are conscious of this, if we are conscious of it, and I wasn't for about 23 years of my life, our understanding of our unique purpose will never change. See, in hindsight, I was able to look back and see my unique purpose was in operation and has remained the same from as far back as I could remember, from about age 5. And as we continue to explore, grow, and change, we develop a different picture of our unique purpose. But you see, the purpose itself doesn't change. It's our perception of the purpose that changes, not our basic unique purpose. So you see, from that perspective, your age doesn't matter, because you can always step into your unique purpose at any season of life and at the level you choose. It already exists on the inside of you, and you more than likely have already operated in that purpose at some point in time, and you just didn't know it. So let's further explore your unique purpose as seed. You see, each unique purpose is a seed. Why are you here? What were you designed to do? Just ask yourself that question for a moment. And later on, I'll talk about, you know, connecting with God and asking these questions. You see, asking such questions allows you to tap into your divine design. You were designed with a unique purpose, and the objective here is for you to be clear about what that is, and if you already know what it is, that is absolutely wonderful, because if you already know what it is, hopefully you're moving in it. And if you already know what it is, this is simply going to enhance what you already know. So I want you to think of purpose as the seed that God sowed into you to create vision. So when you think of your unique purpose, think of it as a seed placed on the inside of you that has the design or the blueprint already in it, that the Creator intended you to be and do in the earth. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. That excites me. You see, I use the word seed because seeds have to be watered and nurtured in order to grow. We have to fertilize seed. We have to water it. We have to nurture that seed in order for it to grow. And so if there's a seed on the inside of you and you've not been nurturing it, it's not getting any watering, then the seed dries up, doesn't disappear, because this is divine seed. The seed is still there. You can nurture it anytime. You can activate that seed anytime. The divine seed of purpose has to be fed and taken care of in order for that seed to grow and become what it was created to become. Just like when we plant seeds in a garden. So when you think about a seed, I want you to think about planting something in a garden or a field. You can sometimes plant seed and just forget about it, and until suddenly you see a plant burst up through the soil. I planted seeds like that. Some of them made it, right? I'm going to plant this. This is not my thing, right? I'm not into gardening or anything like that. I'm not a really outdoorsy person. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to plant some flowers, and then I go out there and I throw the seed out there, and then I forget about it, right? But in your life, you are the soil. The soil is in you, your heart. And so the Spirit is placing that for you to be able to move in that. So I've done that. I planted flower seeds outside in my yard and traveled out of town and totally neglected them for a couple of weeks. And I returned home and saw some little sprouts. Well, that's because the environment nurtured those seeds. The environment nurtured those seeds. And because the environment nurtured them, it rained naturally, right? It got some food from the soil naturally. And you know what? I want you to be thinking about that as we leave, because I want you to think about for this next week what we're going to be doing as we come back and talk more about your unique divine design. Think about, I want you thinking about what's on the inside of you. What is that seed of purpose on the inside of you? And when we come back next week, we'll be talking about discovering your unique divine design. All right? Thank you so much. I'm so glad you joined us. And I'm Darby Mack with the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. I invite within power. The power is within you. So keep moving forward to your highest potential. Visit me at www.darbymack.com if you have any questions. We'll see you next time. Bye now.
Thank you for joining Darby Mack for the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. We'll be back again next Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Don't let life be an obstacle. You can move forward and achieve anything.